Hi, I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst. I recently challenged my students to produce a pilot segment for a podcast. As you listen, you should note that these are mostly first-year students in their very first session studying communication at Charles Sturt Uni. The students had to come up with an idea for a compelling and worthy story, do the background research, record the interview, and create their pilot podcast to share with you. I'm very excited and proud to give you this sneak peek at some of our future media storytellers. In this episode, Priscilla Gordon explores the ongoing problem of discrimination against women in leadership roles and what can be done to improve the situation.
Hello, I'm Priscilla Gordon and welcome to my podcast. Today I will be deep diving into the topic of discrimination against women in leadership roles. I am interviewing the wonderful Kate Lord. Kate is a communications professional with over 22 years of senior leadership experience. Currently, she is the CEO and co-founder of Akin Agency, a Canberra-based public relations firm that was established in 2017. She recently won the BNT Women Leading Tech Awards for Public Relations, adding to her already impressive collection of awards.
Welcome, Kate.
Thanks, Priscilla. Thanks for having me.
No problem. My first question, only 19.4% of CEOs are women in Australia. Why do you think this is?
I mean, isn't that just such a shocking statistic when you think about it? I mean, women make up half of our population, and I think... you know, just inherently, if we only have 19.4% of women in leadership roles, we're obviously missing out on some of Australia's greatest talent. So I think partly it's a little bit of, historical bias towards male leadership. And there is that old adage, you can't be what you can't see. So if we don't proactively promote women into roles, it's really hard for other women to see themselves in that kind of opportunity.
When asked if she has experienced discrimination personally, she explained that she was often told she was too ambitious and to wait out her time.
I think that's an experience shared by most women who've had senior positions, and particularly for me, I've worked across traditionally male-dominated areas of public relations, in technology, in finance, and in resources. I think when I got into sort of early management level, there was a sense that, I was often called too ambitious, or, I was often told to wait out my time. And I would look across at my male peers who I didn't think were performing quite at the same level, and they certainly weren't getting that.
What is the role of men in discrimination against women in the workplace?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question, because I think, you know, we can't expect women to fix a problem with women, because actually what really is at heart of this is kind of the structural barriers that exist. And I think we need men oftentimes to partner with us to champion women into senior roles. And I think when they do, there are a lot of statistics that show that when women are in leadership teams, when women sit in boards, those companies and organizations are often high performing. So we have kind of like a really good economic case for why women should be participants. And we need, you know, men to be allies in prosecuting that a diversity of voices is always going to result in a better situation for every business.
When asked what can be done to change the gap in leadership roles, Kate said role modelling is crucial because you can't be what you can't see.
I think I said earlier, part of the issue is that you really can't be what you can't see. And I don't think it's, you know, well understood that, take a sector like technology, for example, some of the best and brightest leaders in the country, Mel Silver at Google, Pip Marlowe at Salesforce, Mel Perkins at Canva, Vicky Brady at Telstra, these are all phenomenal Australian women at the top of corporate Australia, leading some of the most exciting companies that you would find anywhere in the world. And I think we need to shine a real spotlight on them.
As we just heard, Kate explained that there are multiple reasons that women are discriminated against in leadership roles. Thank you so much to Kate for making time, especially with her busy schedule, for this chat. And thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed.
You've been listening to a pilot podcast produced and presented by one of our very talented Charles Sturt University communication students. Right from the start of their degrees, our students are encouraged to use their own instincts and identify worthy stories for diverse audiences. We hope you found today's episode interesting. Your storyteller was CSU communication student Priscilla Gordon. The episode was produced for 2MCE by David Cameron. I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University. Thanks for listening.